Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhousecommunity.com.au.
We're starting a new series this week based on a book called Inspiring Stories of Hope. The book is a collection of women's stories created to bring inspiration, encouragement and hope to others. We'll hear about a battle with cancer, the challenge of adoption, the pain of abuse, many other stories that have that kind of optimism and hope as well. To kick it all off, we're going to hear from the author, Lynn Goldsmith, and over the coming weeks, we'll speak to the women at the heart of this range of stories. Lynn put this together to bring hope to those who've been or who are going through suffering, trauma, grief, or any stress of their lives. Paint a bit of a bigger picture. Lynn, welcome to Open House.
Hello, Lee. Thank you for having me.
It's great to see you. Lynn, the book is obviously about women, but it strikes me that there's so much for men as well in this book about women.
Absolutely. I think for men to understand the role of women and the value of them and what they do go through and what God has called them to do and to be, I think it's good for men to understand the women's place in society and in the church and everywhere, that they can have such an influence in this world.
So it's interesting. So it's written about women, for women, but also for men.
Absolutely.
As well.
Yes. Absolutely. Yes. And I think men will get a lot out of this and realize the woman's place.
What inspired you to do this work?
What inspired me was that I love what women can do and achieve, and I felt that they've never had that great recognition all through history, really. I mean, you get the occasional woman who has done something great, Maggie Thatcher, Madame Curie, you know, but there are women everywhere who are rising up in this world to be an influence in whatever they're called to do. And I think they haven't had that recognition. And if they do go into a man's world, it can be very difficult for them, and they have a lot of opposition at times. And I think women need to understand how great they are and how inspiring they can be and how diverse their roles can be. And also for women who are going through great difficulties and suffering, and that there is a way through. And I think if men can understand sometimes what women go through, it's going to bring the two sexes together to a greater understanding rather than a polarity.
Yes. How do you believe the church has dealt with women and is dealing with women?
I think it's probably getting a little better, but I don't think it has given them the rightful place. There has been this teaching that women have to be totally subservient, and I think that's got out of context, unfortunately. And I think women can play a greater role, and also to minister to other women. You know, a woman understands a woman, but then men can start to realize that women have wisdom, they have a place, and they have a great deal of knowledge.
There are a number of very significant women in the Bible.
There are. Yes, there are.
Playing those kinds of roles.
Absolutely. Like Esther, Deborah, Mary, so many of them. And it was the women who stayed around the cross when
Yes, they were.
They were there. Yeah. So I think we can glean a lot of great encouragement from that. And I really want to encourage women to just step out and not feel intimidated in any way, not to be put down, not to feel that maybe, ooh, what would man say, what would the church say, but to go in what God has for them.
Yes. Without giving too much away, give us a sense of the kinds of stories, the kinds of women you'll bring us in this book.
The kinds of stories is one where a woman is going through great overcoming. She went down to the Great Australian Bight, sold everything she had. She had Armani jackets, a house on the waterfront, and she gave it all away for Christ, to follow him and to learn to overcome. So she was in the desert for a time and then came back to Sydney, but it's what she learnt and her travels, her faith, her overcoming, her sitting with Christ and hearing him speak. And that has been a great story. Then there's another one of a woman who wanted to adopt a child, a girl from China, went to an orphanage, and she adopted this little girl, brought her back to her to Australia. But the child totally rejected this woman, the whole family. And it was a very touching story of the mother who had adopted the little girl had to get over and overcome the rejection. And it's quite a tearful story, but that was her overcoming, and that's what she had to learn, to love unconditionally. I think the common thread that I can see is overcoming. Adversity, overcoming the idiosyncrasies in our lives, overcoming what we've been through, what we sometimes haven't realized that is laying dormant. And we often say to God, why? Why is this happening?
Yes.
Why am I going through this? And I've just come out of one difficulty and I'm going to another. Why? But it's our overcoming. It's God taking us on that journey.
One of the things you've tapped into, which is such a powerful lesson handed to us, I think, from Jesus, is the power of the story. It's basically what you've done in this book.
Yes, yes, yes. Stories are powerful, very powerful. And I think there's a different story in each chapter in the book. And I think that's what's so great about it. Because people have a different journey and they're going through different situations. And each situation is unique. But then a lot of women can identify with that. So in all those chapters, there's a different story, but the common thread of Christ bringing them through, Christ strengthening them and causing them to lean totally on him. And this is what I think Christ wants us to do,
yes,
to lean totally on him, to give our lives totally to him.
Women and men.
Women and men, yes.
You got a favourite in the book as you've compiled these stories?
Probably my favourite is the first story, because I know the journey of this person and even beyond what's in the story and the incredible overcoming that she has been able to achieve by just living with Christ. And that's a very powerful story. Another one or two, I think, the one I mentioned about the adoption, it was very, very touching.
It's very deep.
Very deep, and the unconditional love that this mother had to give giving the child.
Of all this great work that you've done in compiling these stories, have there been things that you've learnt about being a woman, about life, about God through this?
I think one of the great things I've learnt too, and I mean it's always something I've wanted to do, but doing the book has reinforced, is living life to the fullest for Christ, stepping out, not being afraid to step out. And some of these women I've written about, they're not necessarily young women, they're, you know, older women, and there's no age limit, there's no age barrier to what you can do. Life just keeps going. There's no time of just sitting back, that there's so much to do in the world and that you can achieve for God, but your destiny, to look for your destiny and having the courage to step out on your destiny, even though sometimes there'll be difficulties, there'll be battles, but you keep going.
Lynn Goldsmith, I'm really looking forward to exploring our series over the next weeks with inspiring stories of hope. It's a great work. Thank you so much indeed for sharing it.
Thank you for having me, Lee. It's been a pleasure.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. Thanks to Christian Super and Real World Technology Solutions. To hear more from Open House, visit openhousecommunity.com.au.